thanks everybody. I mean, I think rather than try and sum that up, what I'd like to do is sum up the whole event here and what we're trying to achieve. So first, thank you so much, all of you, for coming, traipsing across from London, from further afield, from abroad. It's much appreciated. It's individual acts like this, individual acts of commitment, that makes a difference. It's always been thus, it will always be thus. So thank you. So three agendas here. The first was to look back, to celebrate all the fantastic women throughout history that have got us here, and in particular the suffragettes, hence this garb, hence my wonderful Olympic suffragettes over there, and many others dressed in this way. Days till the next general election here, and it's been 18 general elections that women have already voted in. Only 18. So, you know, we are incredibly privileged. Let's use that privilege, let's make a difference, let's vote in women, let's support the many women MPs and parliamentarians and people in Westminster trying to make a difference across the party. Westminster needing to be restructured, and there's all sorts of changes needed there physically. But beyond the physical infrastructure of that building, it's the way Parliament operates, the policies, the practice, the feminist nature of it that needs to change. It's not just the buildings. So that was the first objective. It's looking back and it's looking forward in terms of political participation. The second one is the linking up with the web of women, the web of activists that are making a difference. So many here on the panel. I know a lot of you here are fantastic comedians, activists in the NGO, the development world, politicians, parents, making a fantastic difference to all of us in terms of these individual acts that Laura was talking about. It's individual acts in our respective fields that make for a better world here, a better world internationally. So thank you all. Let's keep it up. Third objective is the one that CARE has initiated called Walk in Her Shoes. And it's about our solidarity with developing with women in the developing world, and in particular, it's an issue that I feel very strongly about, namely the water collection burden that women and girls have to endure around the world. I live a lot of the time in Ethiopia, and only 10% of households there benefit from water in their homes. 90% of households have to go and collect water. And that means women and girls walking 10,000 steps a day, roughly, or more, and hence this challenge to us about 10,000 steps a day. So they walk 10,000 steps a day carrying 20 kilograms of water, that's about a big luggage, on their back, on their heads. Why? Why in the 21st century do women still have to have that burden? As far as I'm concerned, it's because it's not been prioritized and it needs to be prioritized. Because it's such a waste of their efforts, their capabilities, their future. So please support us with the Walk in Our Shoes campaign. We can make a difference to our own lives, and we can make a difference. And we can make a difference to societies elsewhere. So please support that campaign. Genders. The one was looking back, the second was honouring and celebrating all women's achievements, all the feminist activity here, and the third was the international one of Walk in Her Shoes. I know that from a PR point of view, from a communications point of view, I have an old colleague here, most people would say that was just much too much to get in a single event.
Multitasking!
But it's exactly what we need to do, and I'm sure that the kind of eclectic, symbiotic, supportive results that it generates is really what feminism is all about. So thank you for being part of that wider agenda. It's time to start doing the talking. It's time to stop the talking and start the walking. So thank you. Let's start.